morning, this chair is our designated storytelling chair, as is witnessed by the big Bible storybook. And now I'm not going to read the story from this book, because actually you'll get a lot of my voice a little bit later. So I thought we would have somebody that is really good at reading stories, but also someone that's really good at animating them and not getting distracted despite what's around them. They don't know they're coming to read the story, so this is going to be a true test of their experience. But Mrs. Rachel Gibb, would you mind coming and joining me up here? Thank you very much. And if there is anyone that would like to come down the front and hear the story firsthand right from Rachel, please do come down the front. We have bean bags. So, Rachel, if you'd like to take a seat, it's that story. And here is a microphone. So I hope you're good at doing this. So, anyone else coming? Anyone else coming? Oh, Evie, naturally, come to hear Mum. Very good. Lovely. Well, you have a full audience now. There's critics at the front and the wonderful people at the back. So.
Okay. Hope you're sitting.
Oh, is the microphone on, Andy?
Hello. Hope you're sitting comfortably. There we go. The story is called Early One Morning. One day, Jesus said to his friends, "I am going away soon, but God will send someone else who will always be with you." The friends waited in Jerusalem. They wondered when this person would come. What would he be like? A few weeks later, lots of Jesus' friends were together in a room. Suddenly, they heard a noise, like a strong wind blowing. They could hear it all around them. Something special was happening. Next, the friends saw what looked like flames dancing above people's heads. But they were not like any ordinary flames. Then they all started talking in lots of different languages. People from other countries were amazed because they could all understand what Bonjour. Their friends were saying.
Bonjour.
Then Jesus' friends knew that God had sent his Holy Spirit to help them. The Holy Spirit was the person Jesus had promised would always be with them.
Can we give Rachel a clap? Well, make it interesting, so there we go. Lovely. Well, there we go. You know what, I might use this seat, because this is quite a nice, lovely seat. I don't normally get to sit in this. Oh. You guys at the front, do you want to come in just a little bit closer? You're a bit spread out at the moment. Let's come in. If everybody else wants to kind of lean forwards as well in their seat, then I'll feel like I'm talking to people. It'd be really nice. Oh, very nice, James. So, this morning is a very special day. Do you know what the name of today is that we're celebrating? Anybody know? Anybody out there know? Got one hand at the front? Any hands further back? Anyone? 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 Okay, we'll go for Isaac first.
Pentecost.
Today is very good. Today is Pentecost. So, if you did not know, today is Pentecost. And it's the day we remember that the Holy Spirit came to God's followers, just like we heard in that story. And there were three particular ways in our story that we heard how the Holy Spirit came. So who can remember what the first way the Holy Spirit came? James.
Wind.
It was wind. Fantastic. Wind. Can we see wind, James?
No.
No. Okay, we can't see wind. Now, wind is like something else that we can't see. What else can't we see? That's a very like wind, but maybe not quite as strong. Yes. No, not sure.
Jesus, God.
Oh, like God. Yep, he's stronger than wind. Something that's not as strong as wind, quite similar to wind. Isaac.
Oxygen.
Oxygen. Our breath, as we heard in the video right at the start, our breath. That is a bit like wind. So I've got a nice little visual demonstration. So without wind, without breath, we can be really quite deflated, like this globe. This globe, not very good when it doesn't have any wind in it. It's really flat. In fact, it's so flat you can't even pull it apart. But if we were to add some wind, I'm not going to blow it up. That would take quite a long time. But, a la Blue Peter, If we add some air to it, it becomes nice and inflated. And when we breathe in, we get lots of life. So there we go. I'll let the world take center stage. So that was the first way the Holy Spirit came, like a big, rushing, noisy wind. And just like the wind, we can't always see it, but we can see what it does. So our wind made Rachel's hair go a little bit funny, didn't it? But the wind in the world makes all sorts of things happen. Now, what was the second way that it came? What was the second way? So, Evie?
Fire.
Fire over people's heads. Now, I've been told that it's dangerous to play with matches, so I'm not going to set anyone's hair alight. I also know that it smells very badly. But Evie, as you gave me the answer, could you come up here, please? Rather than fire, I have something else. I have a head torch, and we're going to see if this stays on your head. Hopefully it will. Okay, if you could stand here, and we're going to... There we go. So we have tongues of fire on the head. So, fire. What does fire do? What's it good for? You know what? I'm going to ask you lot, because you're all very quiet. What's it? Tom. Warmth. It keeps you warm. Very good. Anything else? Riley? Cooking? Oh, yes. What else, Evie?
Burning marshmallows for camping.
Burning marshmallows for camping. Hopefully not so much burning, maybe just melting them slightly, but there we go. Yes, Darcy.
Lights the world.
Gives us light. Fantastic. That is the exact answer I was after, but all those other answers, very good answers as well. Very true. So, imagine this place was very dark. In fact, Evie, could you close your eyes? Everyone else, close your eyes just for a second. Oh, look, it's gotten darker. Funny that. So, without light, without fire, it's very hard to see. Thank you very much. You stay standing there. Now, the last thing, can anyone remember the last way that the Holy Spirit came? Yes. Different languages. Very good. Well done. So the Holy Spirit came and allowed the people to speak in lots of different languages so that everyone else who was around could hear and understand what they were saying. He came and gave them power to do all sorts of things that they couldn't normally do. Now, something else that gives us power is batteries. And I have a very special battery right here. It's my very own battery. There we go. There we go. This is my battery, I assure you. 100% full of electricity. It's not a cardboard box at all. So the Holy Spirit also is a bit like a battery. It comes and gives us power to do things that we wouldn't be able to do without it. And that is really important, not just important for the people back at that time of the first Pentecost, but also for us, because these three things are the same three things that the Holy Spirit comes to do today. It comes to breathe life into a deflated world. It comes to breathe life into us when sometimes we're inflated. It comes to show us the way to Jesus, to show us the way that we should be doing things. And also it comes to give us power to do those things that we wouldn't normally be able to do. Now, it might not be speaking in a different language, because I know there are lots of people here that can speak in different languages, and they don't need the Holy Spirit's help to be able to do that. They just know. But there are some other things. Maybe it's the strength to be able to do something that you've never done before. It might be like the people we saw in the video, the prophets, to be able to see things that we can't see without God's help. So, as I stop talking for the moment, what I'd like all of you to do down here and all of you to do back there is for just one second, close your eyes and think which of these three things, life, guidance, or power, do you think the Holy Spirit wants to give to you this morning? And as we do this, maybe we want to close our eyes or look at something that's going to help us focus on God. So, Lord God, on this, the birthday of the church, the day that you sent the Holy Spirit to come to empower your people to live for you, we pray this morning that you would be giving us what we need in order to do that. Father, where we are lacking life, that you would come and breathe your life into us. Father, where we need guidance and wisdom, would your Spirit light the path for our feet? And Father, where we need the power to be able to live and do the things that you have commanded, we pray that you would send your Spirit to empower us to be your people. Amen. Amen. Well, you have all been very good. Thank you very much. If you'd like to stay here, you can do.